I'm not only a physician, I'm actually a pastor. And I think my faith and my position as a pastor has actually drives the way I react towards everything. You know, I just, like I tell people, I said, what would I say to God if I knew something worked and I did not do anything about it? On top of that, a few things. This disease, this pandemic, it's bigger than even Gilead. It's bigger than Democrats and Republicans. It is a diabolic spiritual battle. And sometimes we have to fight spiritual battles spiritually. It is run and led by people that really don't have the good of humanity in mind. And they say a house divided cannot stand. And part of the reason that it's been so successful is because we as humanity were a house divided. We're divided in groups and, you know, stuff like that. And one of the best ways that we're going to have to be able to fight this battle is to realize that it's not just a physical battle, it's also spiritual. And why do I say that? The fear that has been released is bigger than the disease. There's also what I would call a veil of darkness over the minds of people. That you can tell somebody something and they listen to you, but somehow it just doesn't sink. Okay, you know what? Let's, hydroxychloroquine works, you know, take it, and then the person walks away from there, does not go on prophylaxis, does not take the medication, and still tells you about mask. They heard you, they agreed, but something is, there's a veil over their minds. Sometimes I feel like there's a bewitchment over the minds of people, and I pray that that bewitchment will be broken over America. Because, you know, several years ago, I wrote a book called 10 Point Plans to Disciple America Back to God. It's a free book. I'll put it on my Twitter. You can download it for free. And so we're going to have to address this spiritually. In other words, we need to, in several ways. Number one, we need to speak good about this country. A lot of us as Americans, we've cursed the nation. You know, we speak bad over the nation. We need to start speaking good, that we're going to be okay. We're going to do well. America is going to live. We're not going to die. We're gonna progress. You know what I'm saying? We need to just use your mouth. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Use your mouth to bless the nation, to bless your family, to bless your city. I have to come out of, if you go on my Facebook, we'll come out of the city and walk the streets and we pray. Walk the streets and pray. You know what I'm saying? Pray. Most of us here are either Christian or Jewish. We believe in the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You understand? Walk the streets and just speak over America. Speak that we'll be okay. Pray that people's minds will be open. Pray that good would win over evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every one of us has a destiny to speak good over this nation and turn things around. You will not know how powerful that is. And there's no need to fear. And come out of here with the nation that I can get this disease as a cure. Let it like really sink in your head that it has a cure and it has a prevention. Every single person here should be on prevention. If you are not, call us. We'll figure a way. We'll find a doctor in your state to put you on prevention. We have a website that we're working on right now. It's called frontlinemds.com. Frontlinemds.com. We're going to have doctors from all over the country. I'm part of a physician moms on the right side, over 2,000 plus doctors that basically are on the right side. So we're going to find somebody to take care of you. So I just want to thank all of you and said, you know what? We're going to be okay. Do you guys believe that we're going to be okay? We're going to be okay. You got to believe that and speak that over your life, over your family. A lot of us declare Psalm 91. Anybody can declare it, that you're going to be okay. And that is going to help you to stand. And if I can pray, is that okay?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, oh God, for every single one of us that is here, that have come out on the front lines. For every one of us that have stopped and spoken, stood before the podium, oh God, speaking words, Father, that some people will receive and some people will fight against. Father, I pray for protection, that your hand will protect everybody, that the angels of the living God will encamp round about every single one of us to protect us, our homes, our families, and everything concerning us. I pray, oh God, that our voice will go through the airwaves and begin to break every veil of darkness over the minds of Americans. That veil will so shatter even on the minds of our government, and the devil would know that he has lost this battle and Americans would live again. I pray, oh God, that you will raise people that will stand with us. You raise doctors, you raise lawmakers and people will stop being complicit, oh God. I pray, Father, that people's hearts will be moved in ways that have not been moved before. And as a nation, we'll fight and take our country back. That as everyone is going home, oh God, take them safely. Take them safely, oh God. That there will be no accidents, there will be no problems on the way. That every one of us will be protected. Lord, we thank you for this meeting. And thank you that the reason why we came here, we have not even seen the ramification yet. But for this reason that we gathered here, oh God, this nation will win again. In Jesus' name, amen.